Live from the studios of KVTA, Ventura County's inspiration station, this is The Kim Pagano Show. Kim is Ventura County's mom and so much more, bringing value every day in every way. Join Kim and her friends every Saturday as they interview interesting and inspirational guests, everyone from authors and entertainers to doctors and experts. From A to Z, Kim's got you covered. And now here's Ventura County's mom and so much more. It's Kim Pagano.
Welcome, welcome. And wow, we had a great day on our early show this morning. We gave away tons and tons of tickets and gift certificates and lots of things to do that are actually going on this weekend. So I hope that you're taking some time to go and do that. I do want to welcome you to the Kim Pagano Show. I am your host. I'm here with Tom and Sean, and they were here on my morning show. So Tom and Sean, how are you doing?
Still up, still good.
It's a long day, huh? There you go. He's going, you have no
idea.
It's
a good day.
It's a good day. There you go. All right. How about you, Sean?
I'm doing great.
Good. You got your book signing coming up anytime. Now,
yeah, I'm
right?
Going to run to it right after this, I've got another one tomorrow.
All right. And give everybody the information on that doppelganger. And
the novel is called Doppelganger. It's like a sci-fi fantasy.
It means you have a double, right?
Yeah, it means somewhere out there there's someone who looks just like you and what happens when you meet.
I like it. It's a really great book. And you know, it's even crazier, okay? I know this sounds, and I'm sure other people tell you this, the way you made it, it feels really good. What is that all about?
Oh, the book, yeah, the actual cover is like, it has kind of like a rubbery type of texture.
Yeah.
I had a kind of a choice to go with a typical glossy cover.
Great choice. I have to just tell you.
I kind of do something unusual and
so
different.
So Bank of Books in Malibu, right?
Bank of Books in Malibu, and then Calabasas Barnes & Noble tomorrow, Sunday, October 13th at noon.
There you go. All right. Definitely go out there and support Sean Stern and his new book, Doppelganger. In fact, we were out at
That was the Westlake Calabas or the Westlake Barnes and Noble.
Yeah,
that was
sold out.
Yeah, sold all the books there. And even if you just don't want to buy the book, just come by, say I heard you on the Kim Pagano Show, and come say hello in Calabasas.
Yeah, all right. Well, I'm really excited. And if this is your first time tuning in to the Kim Pagano Show, I'm so glad that you are here. We talk about all the great things, all the happy things in the 805 that are going on. And it's about the brighter side of the 805, and that's what we do here on the Kim Pagano Show. I do have two shows. I have my wake-up show, which is 6 to 7, and then again this one, 2 to 3. And if you miss any part of my shows, you can always go to kimpaganoshow.com and listen to all my past shows there. They're also all downloaded on iTunes. And if you are on Facebook, like us, like the Kim Pagano Show, and share us. That's what it's all about. That's where I post a lot of things, give away a lot of things, and really just tell you what's going on in the 805. Also, I do want to remind you, if you have an event coming up and you want to pass the word around in the 805, let us know. Give me a call and at 805-419-0008 or email me at kim@kimpaganoshow.com. Also, I want you to write that number down, 419-0008, because we have lots more to give away on this show. I do want to introduce our first guest today is Sue Stonehouse, and she's been on my show before. And we're going to be talking about, she's got an event coming up, Tapas and Tunes, in honor of Breast Cancer Awareness Month.
Hi, Kim.
How are you?
Thanks for having me. Good, thank you.
Good. All right. And then we got Alicia Hoffman from Parent Click, and she is the website. It's a website for parents, and it's the Parents Connection, basically, right?
Yes, it is.
Yeah, and you're the editorial director for that, and you keep everything going on in the 805, right?
Yes, we're keeping very busy. There's tons of stuff going on, especially with Halloween and Harvest coming up.
Yeah.
Lots of good information for parents on dealing with fears and things like that, so be sure and check it out.
All right. And then also we have George Tidd here from Big City Buzz. And we're going to be talking about one of the premier Ventura Scottish Celtic Festival. And that is on the Central California coast here this weekend, right here in Ventura Seaside, the Highland Games. And welcome, George.
Hi, Kim. Thank you. Welcome. Hi. I always love to be in the brighter side of the 805.
There you go. There you go. I do want to remind anybody that is just listening right now that you are tuning into the Campagano Show. So, Sue, tell us a little bit about yourself, and I know you have Rolling for a Bunk. Is no, it Rolling for pink? Bunko. Mm-hmm. I mean, I love. Of course, she's got her pink on right now. That's like my favorite color. That's where I already went. Okay, yeah, we're gonna get along really good. But how long have you been doing that?
Rolling for Pink, we've been doing for, this was our fifth year. So we've made about, or we have donated $150,000 to the Breast Cancer Research Foundation since our inception. And we love it. That June 22nd or 23rd every year is definitely my favorite.
Now, this last year I did not go, but is it still in your backyard?
It is.
Oh, my God. And how many people do you have in there?
400. So we are busting at the seams.
400 in her backyard. Yeah. And let me tell you, she has all of her husband and all the men working, right?
We do, yeah. This year we had 330 actual people playing.
I think I was out of
town.
We
had 80 men that volunteer.
Wow. When is the next one? I want to make sure I'm in town.
June 22nd.
Do you already have it planned?
I think it's June 22nd or June 23rd.
Well, we'll get you back in here to talk about that. But right now, I know that you've got Tapas and Tunes in honor of Breast Cancer Month. We've been talking about that. It's such a, you know, we do everything that we can to help, you know, people that are going through this. And I love that. Sean?
For the people going to the event, what sort of tapas and what sort of tunes can they expect?
There you go. And where is it at? Tavern?
It's at the Napa Tavern in Westlake.
Okay.
And the tapas there, we actually got to do a sampling. And they have very robust filling food. I mean, you can get goat cheese, meatballs, bruschetta, eggplant. They have, I mean, you get two included with the admission price, which is $25. So you get two tapas, two glasses of wine, and you'll walk out, and dessert, and you'll walk out full. And the music provided is by Tony Ferrari, who's a personal friend, but he's a very, he plays all over Ventura County and Hollywood. He's kind of a jazzy, young kind of crooner, beautiful voice, very fun.
Now, is he always there?
He does play there. He plays all over, but he does play at Napa Tavern, but he is coming especially this night for us.
So Tony Ferrari, mm-hmm. right? What a great name, huh?
Yes, yeah.
Gosh, I mean, he's a pro right from the beginning. Yeah. You know, I'm in the car, so right there. Okay, and so hosting an event in October, why did you pick the tunes, Tapas and Tunes?
Well, our event in June is crazy, loud, fun, you know, but it's outside and it's during the day and it's just kind of crazy, I guess, and very loud. We like to kind of bring it down in October and kind of more of just an appreciation, a recognition of October. I mean, you know, it's going to be a fun night, but it's also, you know what, hey, it is, breast cancer is not a good thing, but let's just honor it and honor the people that are affected by it, and we'll obviously raise some more money to give toward the Breast Cancer Research Foundation.
Perfect. I do want to remind anybody that is just tuning in with us right now, I am your host, Kim, and you are listening to the Campagano Show. We're talking with Sue Stonehouse, and she is in the studio with us right now, and we're talking about the event that is happening next Tuesday, correct?
Correct.
Yeah, and what are the times?
So it's 6:30 to 9,
okay.
And it's $25. And again, that gets you two glasses of wine, two tapas, live music, and dessert.
Okay. And Tony Ferrari, a little bit of jazz kind of a specialty.
Yes.
I love it.
It's,
all right.
Yeah, it's nice music. Good music.
Now, tell us a little bit why you do this. You always have this great story, and I love hearing it. And I know my listeners that maybe haven't heard it before, I would like to share that with them.
Well, a very brief version of it. I went to Las Vegas in 2006 for the World Bunko Championship to play with a friend of mine who was going to Vegas alone. I was pregnant, but I said, you cannot go to Vegas alone. So I tagged along, and I lost. And the Bunko rounds, the first three rounds, I lost. I got a free coupon to breakfast. I was so annoyed because I'm a very competitive person.
She is. I have to tell you, if you've ever been to any of her Bunko trips. Good question.
It's a dice game. Okay. It's a dice game. So you have to just roll whatever round is. If it's round one, you have to roll ones. When it's round two, you have to roll twos.
It's actually the funnest game, and I have to tell you, we do a couples one. A lot of people, a lot of people do that. But anyways, we have a couples group that we play with, and a lot of the men are like, I don't want. Well, a cat can play, okay, right? I mean, it is the funnest thing that you could do, and it's so easy.
Right, and I think our men have more fun
than
our
women who play. They do, I'm telling you.
All right, so you lost a couple
rounds.
So I lost
a couple rounds out of, like, 2,000 people. So I was annoyed, whatever, fine. I was going to go home. But then they said, you know what, we're going to put everybody's names in a one bucket, and whoever, the wild card, and whoever we pick out gets to go to the finals. So my mother-in-law left, and my friend and I were about to leave, and I said, you know what, let's just wait. And so they pulled my name out. So I got to go to the finals. After 22 minutes, I rolled three ones, and I won $50,000.
Can you believe that? Yeah. Isn't that cool?
So I won $50,000 for rolling the dice. Yes. So, and what's ridiculous is that I made it on ESPN, the Lifetime Network. I played college sports, and I never made it on ESPN, but I made it on with Funko.
$50,000, so that's a great point. Yeah,
you'd be a good craps player.
Yeah. I'm actually terrible at craps. Yeah. So we did that. And then that next year, my sister was actually diagnosed with breast cancer. So we rallied around and said, you know what, we got to do it. So we did it. And we did we modeled Las Vegas in my backyard.
How cool is that? And how's your sister?
She's doing great.
Thank God. That's awesome. And so it's a win-win. And you know what? I mean, when you go to this, I've been, I think, three times now. I'm telling you, it is so fun. It's so organized. And it's just, and you always have vendors there. It's just grown like leaps and bounds. And you have a lot of supporters, don't you?
We do. We have great, 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 very generous supporters, all from Ventura County, Golden Spoon, Olas, Divine Catering. Divine Catering came in this year as a full-blown catering company, said, we will run all the food, we'll make food, we'll do whatever you need, dishes, whatever you need. And they came in the entire day, and
you have
we're very lucky.
Boutique, right? I mean,
we have a lot. Yeah, we have.
I'm telling you, it is. There's cars parked from one end of our world to the other, right?
Yes, yes.
Yeah, I could add to that. I've worked with your organization, as they always want me to post the events, and I've looked at the pictures, and I could see all the ladies, and there's only a couple guys, and they look like they have fun.
It is, but, yes. We are very. Thank you. Event. Thank you for supporting us, all of you. We've been very fortunate to have the support of everyone in
Ventura County. Well, you know what? I mean, that's what we were just saying even in my earlier show, that Ventura County, I'm sure all the counties do this, but there's something special about when people roll up their sleeves and do whatever it takes to make things happen. And it takes special people like you yourself to be the head of putting something together like this.
No, thank you. But we are very, very fortunate. Every year, that's when I think I break down in tears at our event, is when I look out and I see this sea of 400 people who gave up their Saturday, whether they're just attending or volunteering, but all the organization that they had to do just to be there and the sacrifices they had to make to be there. And I think that's what gets me doing it every year.
Sue, since it is October and it is Breast Cancer Awareness Month, what would you want to tell women?
Well, what I tell everybody all the time, make sure you get your mammogram. That's what saved my sister's life, was just being a rule follower and getting in there on time. Get a mammogram. Tell your friends to get a mammogram. Remember, every single female in your life or friend in your life, it's important, and everyone blows it off. Nobody likes going to the OBGYN. I know it, and we all feel that, but get in there. It's worth it.
And I'm hearing more and more often that even men.
Yes, we just had somebody, the 5K
that they are
on,
like underdiagnosed or whatever.
You're right.
Because you don't think that it can happen to you as a man. And now, does a man go to an OBGYN?
I love you, Sean. I love it.
I feel awkward making that appointment.
I don't think you would go to an OB.
I think you just go to a regular doctor. But if you feel like there's a lump or something that's unexpected, because I know my husband would be like, it's no big deal.
Totally.
You know, I mean, you guys kind of blow things off and not think twice about it. But that's when you need to go.
Yeah, I think a self-exam, the Breast Cancer Research Foundation, that's what they promote initially, the first self-exam for everybody, men, women, everyone. And then hopefully that can lead to you going to the doctor or the next step.
Yeah, early diagnosis is vital to proper
treatment. Yeah,
right.
definitely. So I want to ask you, going back to Tuesday, this coming Tuesday, Tapas and Tunes, and over at the
Napa Tavern,
which is located right on Thousand Oaks Boulevard, right?
Mm-hmm. Thousand Oaks and Westlake,
right
on the corner.
Right
there
on the corner, next to almost where I work, right there. It's a great place. It's right by Bed Bath and Beyond.
Right.
I was like, oh, wait a minute. Anyways, 6:30 to 9, what are we going to find? What kind of a menu and, what are we going to be doing? It's $25 to get in, correct?
$25, yes. And With that comes two glasses of wine. You can choose the Napa Tavern label, red or white. And you'll get a choice of about 15 items on their tapas menu. And very robust, very good food. Meatballs, duck pate, vegetables, you name it. Hamburgers, sliders, very broad selection. So it covers all.
Where do we get our tickets and how do we find out about it?
You can go to rollingforpink.org. And that's rollingforpink.org, and all the information is there.
You got it. Well, thank you so much, Sue.
Thank you.
Again, and Sue Stonehouse, and Tapas and Tunes this Tuesday night, 6:30 to 9, $25. Will that all go towards, how does that work?
Yes, the Napa Tavern is actually taking a very, very small percentage of that to cover just the cost of their food, and the rest goes to the Breast Cancer Research Foundation.
I love when people jump in like that.
Right.
All right, you are listening to the Kim Pagano Show. I would like to give away an Urban Cafe, two free gourmet sandwiches over there, and they are located, they've got places all over, Ventura, Valencia, Agora, Oxnard, Camarillo is their new one that they just actually put out there over on Daly. And let me tell you, it is really, really good. So what I'll do is at 419-0008, 419-0008, I'd love to give away a gift certificate for two to there. So we'll take caller number 10. At 419-0008. Stay with us. You are listening to The Kim Pagano Show.
Your business by advertising in Ventura's only hometown newspaper, the Ventura Breeze, by reaching our highly target audience at affordable prices. Your ad will be read by thousands of residents, business owners, and visitors who are ready to become your customers. And mention KVTA to receive an upgrade to color for no additional cost. To be included in the next issue of the Ventura Breeze, contact us at advertising@venturabreeze.com or 653-0791.
I'm a lifelong Ventura County resident, and I hate to admit it, but I'm guilty of something, and I'm guilty of being what you call a hair jumper. And what that means is that I'm not really loyal to any one particular barber, stylist, or hair cutter, and that also means my hair doesn't always look as good or as great as it could. Until that is, I met Kim Pagano, the one and only hair therapist of Westlake Village. Now, I wasn't a believer until I got up from her chair and saw the magic she did on this head of hair, and I know she's going to do the same for you. So give her a call, 818-612-0832. That's 818-612-0832. She's going to change your life. She's going to change the life of your hair, and she's going to end your days as a hair jumper. Give Kim Pagano, the hair therapist of Westlake Village, a call. It's 818-612-0832.
If you're a business owner or looking to be one, put Littlefoot Construction on the top of your list. Littlefoot Construction specializes in restaurant remodels, tenant improvements, office remodels. Call Littlefoot Construction with all your commercial and industrial needs. Littlefoot Construction works with big or small businesses. Or even if it's a dream, Littlefoot Construction will make your vision come true. Call Littlefoot Construction at 805-491-2759. That's 805-491-2759 for all your construction needs.
I love your kitchen and your bathroom and your floors. Who did it?
Surfaces USA, right here in Oxnard. I went in and told them what I wanted, and they did the whole thing from beginning to end.
Call Surfaces USA today to set an appointment for a free consultation with one of their experienced interior designers at 604-1568. You still have time. Getting ready to start your fall home improvements? Shop locally at Surfaces USA in Oxnard, 380 South Lombard Street, just south of Camino del Sol. Everything you need for home improvement. Amazing floors, bathroom tiles, kitchen counters, outdoor pavers 30% off, and marble and granite for a limited time. Over 37,000 square feet of inventory and design. They are the industry leader in latest styles and trends. Surfaces USA carries more material in stock than the local Lowe's or Home Depot and all tile stores combined. Call them at 604-1568. That's 604-1568. Or go to surfacesusa.com.
It's showtime.
Now, back to the Kim Pagano Show on KVTA.
Welcome back, everyone, and thank you so much for tuning in here. I know that there's lots of choices out there, and I'm so glad that you are tuning in to the Kim Pagano Show. If you are just tuning in right now, I am your host. I'm Kim. I'm here with Sean and Tom, and we've got George and Sue and Alicia, and we're talking about some really great events in the 805. That's what we do here on our show. We talk about the brighter side in the 805, and I do want to remind you that I do have a show that is every Saturday morning from 6 to 7. I know that's a little early, but it is all about waking up, starting your day in a positive way. And gosh, I'd love you to join us there. Also, if you are on Facebook, go to my Facebook right now, like it, share it, and you will be entered to win lots of great things that we've got going on. And I know, George, you brought some tickets in. I know we're going to get back
with
you.
Yes, I did. I brought some tickets to see large men throwing things at the Seaside Highland Games.
Yeah. So what we'll do is I already put some on Facebook, but I want you to remember this number, 419-0008. That's 419-0008. And we are going to be giving some tickets away for that. Right now, we've got Alicia Hoffman from Parent Click. She is a community editor for Ventura, and she's got lots of things happening on their website. Parent Click is a website that most of the parents in Ventura, but not only in Ventura, because you guys have been growing, right?
We cover the entire county. We now have editors out in Simi Valley, Moore Park now, Thousand Oaks, and here in the West County as
well.
Yeah,
so you're like me, all over the 805, the whole entire Ventura County. I love it. And so what's going on out there for parents? Because my kids are a little bit older now. And where does it cut off for parents?
It goes all the way prenatal through college scholarships.
Oh, okay. So scholarships. Wait, I still need to look at it then. Okay.
County scholarships that are available will give us information, and we'll post those on how you can apply for those. In fact, a couple weeks ago, we had a newsletter on for teens and tweens on what you need to be doing now to prepare for as a freshman for that senior year, beefing up your resume with volunteer opportunities, looking at the schools that you're interested in, finding out what kind of opportunities that you can do now that will help you with those applications.
Wow. And that, you know what? Okay, so my oldest daughter just got her master's in math, and then my youngest daughter just graduated from Cal Lutheran and with a full ride. I mean, from Moore Park College. Then my oldest son actually just got a full ride for his racing. He's back living in Dallas and New Orleans, and he's all over. And my youngest one is in high school. So it is really important. There's so many things out there. So what kind of tips did you guys give out?
Again, it's the volunteer opportunities that you can, that you're helping out in your communities, being involved, cleanups, Boy Scouts, all those kinds of things are amazing. Leadership opportunities. United Way has a Young Leaders Club that you can join, and it helps you, develop your leadership skills and those types of things. So those are the things that you should be looking for, as well as academically.
Got to get your grades up, right?
Exactly. Things that may not necessarily be in your academic classes. Maybe you don't have room to get a Spanish class in, but if you can take it outside of school, that will help you as well.
My son's taking sign language, which actually is another really great thing. So you don't have to have a foreign language. Sean, I know you worked really close with some kids, and you really helped them.
Yeah,
tell us
I was
a little bit about
tutor
that.
For a number of years, and I can't stress enough how important of a job that is, because it's kind of like the other side of education. Whereas the teachers, I'm saying psychologically to the student, to the kid, where the teacher is the one handing out and disseminating the grades and the instruct the homework and the testing. So they're looked at perception wise as sort of like the one who's going to be holding them accountable, whereas a tutor can come in and is kind of like more of the person who's teaching them how to get those good grades. And so it's a much friendlier sort of environment to work with the kids.
You're like the cool person.
You're the cool guy who comes in and makes it easier, and you can relate to them and spend a little time and get to know the kids one-on-one. Whereas the teachers have a huge responsibility on their shoulders. They've got a lot of kids in their class, and it's their job to kind of get that information out, to a lot of different kids. So they have a whole different, it's a totally different job, but it's equally as important.
There you go. All right. Go ahead.
And tutoring is also a good opportunity to do that test prep outside of the classroom, and you can get one-on-one help with a tutor, and they're trained to deal with the test prep for those entrance exams.
So, Alicia, and I do want to remind anybody that's just tuning in right here, right now, you are listening to the Kim Pagano Show here on AM 1590 KVTA and Number One Talk Radio. We're talking about, our community and really just what we have out there, all the great things that we can do to help our listeners. And, you know, that's what we do here. We talk about it. What else do we find in the Parent Click?
Well, I love October. I'm a big Halloween fan.
Ooh, there you go. Now, I have a question, and you know, it's interesting. I'm going to put it out to kind of our guests in the studio, but think of yourself, and if you have something that you want to add to our show, definitely give us a call at 419-0008. Do you make your own costumes, or do you go buy your costumes? Alicia?
We've done both. My kids are getting a little older now, and they don't want to take the time to sit down and make anything. We do a mishmash of things. My younger son is going to be Iron Man.
Okay.
And we purchased his costume a few months back, actually. And then my older son wants to be a character from the video game Assassin's Creed. That one's going to take some work.
Yeah. Sue, how about you?
I have four kids, all under the age of 12.
And oh, wow.
I am a very big proponent of making your own.
Yeah, there you
but
go.
I mean, time is definitely of the essence. So we do both. But only if I do buy it, they have to wear it all the time. They wear them selling lemonade on the corner.
I love it. Now, do they have to be it every year, the same one over and over, you know what I mean?
Or not how does my that, family.
No, no they don't. Okay, once they've been something, that's it?
Well, for us, I tend to pass them down to the younger ones.
Yeah, that's what I was going to say.
Like the Iron Man costume, we're big Comic-Con fans, too. So we'll get a lot of use out of it. And we buy it a little bit large as well. So
good
we can
point.
Use
that's
it for
a really
year,
good
so.
Tip right there. So. George, do you dress up for Halloween?
I dress up every day.
You're already in your costume right now.
Yes.
Yeah, so. I love it. How about you, Sean?
Yeah, actually, I'm gonna dress up this year. I don't usually, but I'm gonna do sort of a nerdy thing. I like the show Doctor Who, and there's been starting in December 12 doctors, and I'm gonna do like a piece from each one of them. So I'm gonna wear the red Converse from the 10th Doctor, and maybe a bow tie for the 11th. Like I'm gonna kind of make a hodgepodge of all the doctors in one.
I love it. How about you, Tom? Does your kids or do you dress up?
They handle the dress up. Yeah, I might go kilted.
Okay.
I could. It's a possibility.
You're going to be wearing a skirt, does that mean?
It's not a skirt.
It is a kilt. Okay. Do you have one? Do you own one?
I'm a Scot.
I know. So
I'm
you own
Scot.
One?
Yeah, both my parents. Yeah, I've tossed a caber and turned a caber.
Oh, my gosh. Okay. You know what? Every day you learn something new.
I've been
new.
In the game.
I like it. All right. So, Alicia, what... Who goes and looks at those at your website? I know that you've got really great tips and different things that are happening in the community. What's coming up?
Well, like I said, on Thursday we just released our newsletter for Halloween and Harvest.
Okay.
And that one will list all of the costume shops in the county, all the pumpkin patches, and the harvest festivals, Halloween trick-or-treating fun places, Halloween craft activities, Halloween story times, anything surrounding Halloween and Harvest will be listed. In fact, I was up till 2 o'clock this morning putting all those things together and getting all that stuff prepared and making sure that, you know, everything's.
Yeah. Now, is there any, where's all the scary haunted houses right now?
Well, the best one that my personal favorite is Reign of Terror at the Jan's Marketplace.
Okay.
And this year they're up upgrading some of the attractions and stuff, and so it'll be a little bit different. There's one in Oxnard called Fears Gate that I've always wanted to go to, but I've never been able to, so hopefully I'll get there this year.
Yeah. So. Now, do they have the corn stalk this year? You know, I had that.
I was just going to say the scariest event I've ever been to was when they had the cornfield maze and people jumping in at you.
That was scary.
Yeah, the maze is good. So is Walmart.
Walmart?
Yeah. Go to Walmart.
Go to Walmart.
It's Halloween every day.
Okay. Okay. But are they going to have the corn stalk?
You know, they usually have a maze, and quite often it's
over in Camarillo. I haven't heard about it. Yeah.
Yeah, we'll have to check it out. The maze.
Yeah, the maze. Yeah,
because corn
maze.
Is maze.
Yeah.
Maze is
kind of yeah.
Right.
No.
I haven't heard about it.
Have you ever been?
I have not. I've been to the Reign of Terror, and I've actually been. I've been to the Reign of Terror, and I've been to the other one in Santa Rosa.
Oh, yeah. That one was scary.
That one is scary.
That one
was very scary.
Yeah. Okay. Well, it's funny because now, do you guys buy a lot of candy, or, you know, what's your. I mean, how do you guys go about it? We have like tons and tons of trick-or-treaters. So I buy like 10 bags of candy, and sometimes we'll be like already out. You know, I'll have to steal from my kids' bags. So,
well, we live in an older neighborhood with not a whole lot of kids and not a whole lot of streetlights either. So we don't get a whole lot of trick-or-treaters to our house, but my husband loves to dress up and
people
at the door.
Oh, so he goes out with them.
We trade off. We'll each go out with him for a little while, and one of us will stay home and hand out candy as well. So.
I think it should be because, you know, one person always has to stay at home or do something. So it should be like, okay, from – oh, wait, George, you don't do that? What is
it? No, our neighborhood is different. We have like a little Halloween party where the elder people sit out front of the house, and we eat food and drink our appetizers and beers or whatever. And when I see trick-or-treaters coming out, I usually sneak away and hide somewhere and scare them.
Scare them as they're coming
and then,
up.
And then, you know, come back, give them candy. So
There you go. We have always had great, I mean, you know, all my kids are like, I'm kind of almost empty nesting, but we have always had tons of Halloween parties. We would invite almost like the whole school, and you'd never know, but it got a little scary a couple times, but it is so much fun to see all the kids as they keep getting older, and they're, you know, and you remember the guys. My son was always the one that dressed up in like a, you know, a cheerleading costume, and, you know, even the principal got a little worried. He's like, is your son okay? He's a race car driver now, you know, so there is no question there. But it is interesting, you know, what kind of costumes everybody picks. So what do your kids pick, Tom?
They go with things like
Hockey.
The Hulk and Iron Man.
Oh, okay.
Kid's going a little more towards this skull freakish ghost thing now.
Oh,
and,
yeah.
She's still a princess.
She's going to be a princess forever.
Yeah,
so.
Still, that's the way they go. It's fairly simple so far with my children.
Yeah, they're still young. Get ready. Trust me.
Yeah, I'll wait. It's good.
There you go.
No issues yet.
No, there you go. So, Alicia, what else? Where do we get in touch with you, and how do we find out about
You can find us online at ventura-ca.parentclick.com. Usually if you hit parentclick.com, it'll take you right to our site as well, but that's the direct address. You can always email me at aliciahoffman@parentclick.com. That's aliciahoffman at parentclick.com.
So from doing this and being the editor, is there anything any tips that you could share with anybody that you've learned through dealing with so many people? And
Ventura County is an amazing county for families with children.
It really is, huh?
And caregivers. And it's a place that really bleeds for its people. I mean, people donate things. They our nonprofits are hearty. They're supported throughout the county. They throw wonderful events for families with children. We just spent last weekend at Celebration of the Child with...
What is Celebration of the Child?
It is a private event for clients of Child Development Resources, which handles Head Start and...
First Five, all those?
Well, First Five is a separate organization, but they do help sponsor... Child Development Resources. They help children with disabilities get caught up. Some really wonderful resources. They also have a referral, daycare and child care provider referral service that they offer for anyone in the county, which is a fabulous resource. We found both of our child care providers using that service.
Did you? What is the name of that?
Child Development Resources.
And so they actually help you find?
They have a directory of licensed providers in the county.
Oh, wow.
And they can show you what they're licensed for, what their education is, if there's any complaints against them, all those kinds of things. You know, all the normal stuff you do to research a child care provider, they kind of handle all that for you.
Wow, so. Really good. Good stuff there. ParentClick.com. And you can go into whatever city that you live in and kind of see what they've got advertised in there. You know,
You can really drill down. We also have what's a chatter section where our clients and our membership shares their own experiences. A lot of us editors will talk about, you know, the different things that we're going through raising our children, as well as our clients, like Mission Oaks Counseling and Wellness Center over in Camarillo. In this last newsletter has written us an article on how to handle your children's fear around Halloween.
What did they say about that?
Just preparation. Let them have a dress rehearsal. Get them used to dressing up so they're used to things. Definitely have a start and an end. Let them know that after Halloween, we're going to put everything away. We're going to put it away, and it's going to be over, so that they know that at this date, it's going to be done with.
Right.
And as far as, you know, the movies and things like that, it's kind of, you have to feel your own child out because each child is different. My oldest son could watch anything and never get scared. My younger son, not so much. So even at the same ages.
I think I was kind of in the middle. I got horrified from the thing. My parents kind of didn't censor what I got to watch. They figured if I was reading it, I could watch it. And I would get horrified, but I enjoyed it. So maybe I'm a little twisted as a result.
You know, it's so, I just watched, I don't know if you've ever seen that movie Misery. Oh my gosh, I'm telling you. And it's funny, so I was excited to watch it because it's one of my favorite. And then I was watching it thinking, oh my God, what was I thinking? This is like the worst thing that could ever happen to anybody.
And as a fiction writer, it is creepy because you do get fans and you get people who are like, well, what happens to your character next?
Yeah.
And you get a little afraid that they want to like take it a little too far.
Yeah, she was trippy in that. The whole thing was really cool. I know. Oh, yeah, when she breaks his legs again. Oh.
The book was actually much more violent. Because in the book, because it's Stephen King, she cuts his legs off.
Oh,
whereas
my
in the
God.
Movie, they toned it down a little bit. But it wasn't toned
down
at all.
I don't know if I could even watch
horrible.
That, even thinking about it. It was pretty brutal. But anyways, my mind of how I work with it's only fake. It's only fake. And that's what I used to tell my children. You know, we could watch this, and they'd be like, Mom, it's scary. I'm like, it's just for movies. It doesn't really happen. But I don't know. Anyways, we're going to take a really quick break. Alicia Hoffman, Parent Click. Go to parentclick.com for upcoming events and different related things that are happening. You have a business newsletter coming out, right? Or did it already come out?
The business newsletter, I believe, comes out on the 14th.
Okay, so perfect. Yeah, definitely check that out. We'll be right back. You're listening to The Kim Pagano Show.
I put a spell on you. Because you're mine.
Looking for a camp, a preschool, an orthodontist? Look no further than ParentClick.com, one-stop shop for families in Ventura County. You'll find everything for every age in the ParentClick directory. Looking for something to do this weekend? Check out our community calendar. How about a place for your teen to volunteer? Read Parent Chatter. Go to ParentClick.com and register for our weekly newsletter. ParentClick.com, the local family scene and city guide for Ventura County.
I love your kitchen and your bathroom and your floors. Who did it?
Surfaces USA, right here in Oxnard. I went in and told them what I wanted, and they did the whole thing from beginning to end.
Call Surfaces USA today to set an appointment for a free consultation with one of their experienced interior designers at 604-1568. You still have time. Getting ready to start your fall home improvements? Shop locally at Surfaces USA in Oxnard, 380 South Lombard Street, just south of Camino del Sol. Everything you need for home improvement. Amazing floors, bathroom tiles, kitchen counters, outdoor pavers 30% off, and marble and granite for a limited time. Over 37,000 square feet of inventory and design.
They are the industry leader in latest styles and trends. Surfaces USA carries more material in stock than the local Lowe's or Home Depot and all tile stores combined. Call them at 604-1568. That's 604-1568. Or go to surfacesusa.com.
Grow your business by advertising in Ventura's only hometown newspaper, the Ventura Breeze, by reaching our highly targeted audience at affordable prices. Your ad will be read by thousands of residents, business owners, and visitors who are ready to become your customers. And mention KVTA to receive an upgrade to color for no additional cost. To be included in the next issue of the Ventura Breeze, contact us at advertising@venturabreeze.com or 653-0791.
It's showtime.
Now, back to the Kim Pagano Show on KVTA.
Welcome back, everyone, and thanks so much for all your calls and listening to the Kim Pagano Show. We've been talking about lots of good things happening in here. We've got George Tidd from Big City Buzz, and he's got some more events in the 805. In fact, you brought some tickets in, so what are we going to give away for?
Well, I brought some tickets in for the Seaside Highland Games that will be happening this weekend at the Ventura County Fairgrounds, and that is a wonderful event if no one's ever been to it. Not the fact that you see large men throwing things and wearing kilts.
What are they throwing, by the way?
They throw trees around, very heavy objects.
Tom, are these the kind of things you do?
It's a caber, and it's generally there'll be about 15 feet tall and about 110 pounds with the big throwers. And they're heavy on top, light on the bottom. They have the Bramer stone, the sheaf toss, the hammer throw. It's great. The original CrossFitters are Scott's.
Wow.
If you want to get into shape, do a Highlands game.
Oh, my gosh. And now, are these people that are professional, or did
they? One of the guys I know is a bodyboarder. I like to surf, and he lives in Port Hueneme, and he's been just practicing for this for many years. He's been in the games many years. His name is Rick, and he's a big, strong guy. You know, he could throw anybody around. So.
Yeah, you don't want to mess with Rick.
But it's a really cool event. They have whiskey tasting. I'm sure a lot of guys like that. Warrior reenactments, Scottish dancing, Scottish folk music.
Scottish food?
Scottish food, yes.
Okay, so like shortbread? That's my favorite.
Haggis. Everybody eats some haggis.
Oh, some haggis. What is haggis?
Stomach.
Come on, it's like tripe.
Get over it. It's menudo, people.
Oh, gosh. Okay. How about tongue? Is it like tongue?
Lengua, we love it.
Oh, my God. You guys. Okay. All right. Well, you know what? We actually have, I'm going to give away some tickets right now. And again, 419-0008. That's 419-0008. If you want to go over to the Scottish event actually today, correct? Because it's been going on all weekend.
Well, yeah, they have actually a golf tournament Thursday, so that's already been passed. They have a dinner on Friday, which is already passed, but then the event is Saturday and Sunday. That's where it's really full bore.
All right. So we've got three sets of passes and for two. And so that I will give away three sets of passes at 419-0008. That's 419-0008 to win passes to, to all the games and to the Seaside Park in beautiful Ventura County right here, right?
That's right, at the Ventura Fairgrounds by the beautiful sea.
What time does it start? 5 till 10?
8 a.m. it starts off in the morning.
It does?
Yep, it goes all day long.
Okay.
Because you'll get to see the bagpipers. They also have a British car show. You'll get to see some cool British cars. Of course, they'll have the children's area. And you'll see all the men walking around with the kilts.
Yeah, there you go. George, have you ever been to it before?
I've been to it for like maybe 20 minutes. Okay. I just had to breeze in and out. Okay. But
Tom, do you go to this?
Frequently. Yeah. Yeah. Okay. I've made it. Only competed twice.
Competed.
I played along. I don't think I was much competition.
Okay. All right.
The stuff is very heavy.
Okay. Well, I'm going to take caller number 2, 4, and 6. So caller number 2, 4, and 6 for a set of tickets to the Ventura County Fairgrounds this weekend, today, tomorrow, and that will get you in there. So it starts from 9 to 5, right?
8 a.m.
Eight a.m. Early. Okay, very good. So, Big City Buzz, tell us a little bit about yourself, George.
Well, Big City Buzz was started about 12 years ago by a gentleman. He's a Scotsman, too, in Santa Barbara. He used to create event magazines that he would put in the hotels. And he realized over time that by the time he printed these event magazines, put them in the hotels, everything's out of date. So this wonderful thing came around called the Internet, and he took his graphics design skills and made a beautiful website and put it online. He was traditionally trying to help the artists, the nonprofits, to get their voice out there because it's been very difficult for people to advertise. You know, you got, well, radio is a great medium.
There you go.
You got the print media. You got TV. But sometimes a lot of artists or nonprofits don't have all that money, so we create a site to help them get their message out. Since then, it's morphed into many more things like museums, performing arts centers, restaurants who have events, nonprofits with all their events. It's all the way gone up to the Chumash Casino now. They advertise with us.
Perfect.
Or even coming up December 48th, 4th through 8th is the Northwestern Mutual World Challenge Golf Tournament at Sherwood Golf and Country Club.
Oh, nice.
So we work with them a lot, and we're going to get to see some high-caliber golfers out there.
Ooh, very good. I just did a golf tournament last week, and it was over at Terra Rajada. And it's funny, I just went and got a massage because I'm like, ooh, I must have did, you know, a little more work than I thought. But, you know, it's funny, if you golf all the time, do you golf all the time?
I golf.
Yeah, so you must be like, you know.
Well, the hardest distance for me is between my two ears.
Oh,
you know,
you
it's
go.
Like 6 inches.
Okay.
But,
no, but you know what? It was really fun. We thought we did really, really good. And we won for the third time our women's groove. Not the beginning. We actually were the lowest. So we always win these really cute little fluffy things that go over our golf clubs, you know, and stuff. But we had really fun. I feel like we're improving. So I love golf tournaments.
Yeah, golf is a great sport. I think it is a sport. You know, Tiger Woods, I think, really made it into a sport because, you know, he's a fine-tuned athlete. And when you go to this event, you could see Tiger Woods, like, teeing off in front of you.
Yeah.
And
so that's the Tiger Woods one. Yeah.
Yeah.
There you go.
And you see Keegan Bradley, Jason Duffner is going to be there, Matt Kuchar, all the top names are going to be there.
Nice.
And you get to see Sherwood Golf and Country Club.
It is
up
really
front.
Beautiful out there. Yeah. So what other things do we have coming up?
Well,
this is like the busiest time of the year when everything, you know, it's like not only are you busy because you've got to start putting all your decorations up and all your kids, you know, finding costumes for them, all stuff, but all of a sudden everything starts and it's like you kind of got to be a little organized so you can get to everything.
Well, there's a lot of things. Like, I work with the Boys and Girls Club of Camarillo, mm-hmm. and they're doing a Marla Runyon Camarillo half marathon. And so you run to help the kids.
Oh,
and
there
that's
you go.
Coming up
that's
in
very cool.
October 20th. So you do that run, get ready for the run, the Malibu run, because there's a run from Malibu all the way down to from Camarillo to Zuma Beach.
Oh, there
it's
you go.
It's called the Malibu International Marathon.
Sean, do you know
really
about
fun.
That one?
Yeah, they make it a little difficult to transverse the one-way road, or the two-way road, I should say,
so
the one outlet into and from Malibu. But it's a great event, and it comes around every year. And
for a great cause.
Yeah.
Yeah. Alicia, are you a part of?
Yeah, we're going to be, we'll have a booth at the expo for the Marla Runyon as well. So we'll be doing some crafts for the kids and stuff there,
oh,
too.
Oh, very cool. And what date is that?
That's October 20th. That would be a Sunday. So definitely, if you could run for the kids, it definitely helps all the organizations involved.
Okay.
There's other things coming up. For example, we have the third annual Ojai World and Music Festival coming October 12th at Libby Bowl.
Oh, yeah. Okay.
That's going to be fun this weekend as well. Where you got lectures at the Ronald Reagan Library. You know, half of it's closed right now.
I mean,
most of it is open.
Although I heard that a lot of it is personally owned, and so it's not all closed, which is interesting.
You can go to the pavilion,
yeah.
and it's free right
and
now,
it's
which
free.
Is good news. But
yeah.
The library and the general exhibits, like where they have the Lincoln, that would be closed.
Right, exactly.
But you can go through Air Force One. That's good.
Yeah, and it's free. That's
yeah,
cool.
So maybe
cool.
take advantage of it.
It's good.
Yeah.
Less crowds.
Is it usually has a cost to it, correct?
I think $12 to get into the library.
Yeah, something like that. Okay,
yeah.
Perfect.
It's a wonderful thing to see, though. Then at the Thousand Oaks Civic Arts Plaza, there's fun things going on. There's an event. It's a play. My mother's Italian, my father's Jewish, and I'm in therapy.
You know what? I have heard about that, and it's supposed to be hilarious.
I think so. Yeah. I mean, just the title alone.
I know. The title kind of says it all right there, right?
Yes. So you can see that at Thousand Oaks Civic Arts Plaza. There's a great play, La Cage. I can't say that word.
La Cage Fall.
There you go.
At the Simi Valley Cultural Arts Center is happening.
Okay.
And you can see a lot of these things by just going to bigcitybuzz.com. We actually go from Santa Maria all the way down to Westlake Village.
And actually now you can just go to my website, Kim Pagano Show, and log on to my 805 events and the calendar right there.
That's correct.
So yeah.
Collaborated and helped to get the word out.
Yeah.
Because I consider myself as one piece of the marketing puzzle.
There you go. Yeah.
You could have many pieces, you know, you're more likely to be found.
Yeah, what do I say? Many hands make little work, you know, and that's what it's all about. So, gosh, well, we have been talking about, lots and lots of different events. And, you know, it's the time. Do you guys decorate for Halloween?
I do. That's my favorite holiday.
Is it? It's one of my favorite too. And so, you know, because we get so many, you know, it's funny because my kids, I have one son that's left, and my husband's like, "Why are you decorating?" But I love it. I love it. Are you like one that goes like full blown?
I used to make my entire house look like a haunted house by wrapping it in this special paper, but then I realized there's not one kid in my neighborhood, and with the wind out where I live, it all would come down. So I do a lot, but it's definitely
now,
less than I used to do.
Now, did your mom used to do that?
Yes.
I wonder. See, my mom didn't really decorate as much of that, but my kids love that. Now, how about you, Alicia? Do you decorate?
I did a lot more than I do now. We used to throw a big Halloween party every year.
We all kind of stopped a little bit.
After about 12 years of throwing huge Halloween parties and having my own kids, now they want to go out trick-or-treating, so we don't do the parties as much. But so I don't decorate quite as much.
Yeah.
But my husband, every once in a while, one year we created this big pirate ship and put it out, cut it, you know, out of plywood and painted it and put it out and had a big old mast and had skeletons hanging from it and all kinds of fun stuff.
Are you really creative?
Yeah.
Okay.
I can be.
I know who to go and ask then now. How about you, Sue? Are you really creative?
I'm really good at tracing and cutting and painting.
Well, I'd like to add to the creativity part here. If anybody is really creative, like the ladies here, there is a prize for you guys. The official poster contest for the California Strawberry Festival just came out, and there's a $2,000 grand prize for coming up with the new poster for the Strawberry Festival.
That's another great event that comes around. They're just getting their poster together right now.
They start early. The cutoff date, I believe, is January 6th. So you have from now until then to create a beautiful poster, and you may win it. And that poster will be the poster for the official 31st annual Strawberry
31st
Festival.
Already. Wow. All right. Well, I just want to highlight, because I know you've got two book signings, and I want to kind of tease everybody a little bit about your book. And since we were talking about misery, this is a little bit different scale. But, you know, tell us a little bit about your book.
Yeah, and I'm not sure the book will doppelganger will necessarily scare people so much as get them to think about the choices they make in their life and what happens when they meet the person who kind of took the left turn when you made the right turn. It's philosophical, but it's more of a fun, exciting ride as far as fiction goes. Everyone who's read it has given me a lot of positive feedback, and they've said it's a lot like watching a movie, or it should be a movie. I'm not sure how to take that as a writer.
Yeah, where did you get your ideas from, Sean?
You know what? It came from a bunch of different things. It started with the impetus being a philosophy major at UCLA, and just the idea of personal identity and who you are and how we kind of self-define ourselves by the choices we make in life. And then I juxtapose that with getting the comment, "Have I met you before?" And I think we've all had that. You know, have I seen you or have I met you? Or kind of like mistaken
identity. Is it kind of like a deja vu?
I don't know. I think I always just chalk it up to having sort of like that generic face, that generic look to myself. So I always tease people when they say that to me, that like, "Oh, you know, maybe we met in a past life, or you met my doppelganger." I used to say that, But it kind of sparked sort of a kind of an idea to tell a story. Well, what would happen, you know, to the normal person who lives their everyday sort of life, and what happens when they meet the person who's not so necessarily good? Or I'm not going to give anything away, but it's like a crime thriller that when the two duplicates meet, it becomes sort of sci-fi.
All right, Bank of Books, Malibu
today. And Barnes & Noble, Calabasas tomorrow.
What time?
At 12 at Calabasas. Tomorrow at 12. And I would love to see the Kim Pagano Show listeners. Just come by and say hello.
There
Nothing
you go.
Else. And I'd
Sounds
love to see you.
Good. All right. I want to thank everyone. God, this show's been, it flew by. Great guest, George. Thank you so much for being here.
You're welcome. Thank you.
Alicia, thank you so much from Parent Click being here. And Sue, again, Tuesday night, tell again at the Napa Tavern.
Tuesday night, Napa Tavern, 6:30 to 9. You can go to rollingforpink.org to get tickets.
And
Thank
a
you.
Great cause, $25, and it's all about Breast Cancer Awareness Week, a month, actually. You are listening to The Kim Pagano Show. I do want to remind you, if you missed any part of it, go to my show website, kimpaganoshow.com, and like us on Facebook. I do end my show with something wonderful to talk about. Never give up, then, for that is just the place and time that the tide will turn. So with that, you've been listening to The Kim Pagano Show, and I'll talk to you next week.